Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program for the second hour. In the second hour, I want to open the phones up, okay, if you'd like to call in, all right? Second hour, call in if you have something to say about our condition today or you want to ask a question. Call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Wow, I'll tell you, a lot of things going on, folks. Good things and bad things. We do have some good things going on, but a lot of them are bad things, too, that are going on. By the way, I want to mention a book to you, okay? A book that means a lot to me and means a lot to Trader McCain, okay? Sergeant John Top Holland and Father Patrick Boschio, two of the leading culprits are for taking away, abandoning our MIAs and POWs, okay, is John Kerry and presidential candidate John Traitor McCain, okay? John McCain and John Kerry hate our POWs families. And John McCain has growled at them. He's screamed at them. He's called them all kinds of names in the Senate when they would come into the Senate to try to share intel about some of our POW families' relatives still being alive in these prison camps. And John McCain goes crazy. I mean, absolutely gets livid. He doesn't want them to get out any of this information, to put out any of this information, because if any POWs come home from Southeast Asia, he's in deep kimchi. He's in deep trouble, folks, because they will tell the truth about what a traitor he is to his country and how he worked with the communists there for 5.5 years, living in a nice hotel in downtown Hanoi, not the Hanoi Hilton where his fellow POWs were tortured to death, but eating the very best of foods for 5.5 years and working directly with the communists, made 32 tapes telling lie after lie after lie about the American military and the American government and the people themselves. 32 tapes. And these 32 tapes, folks, are still being held by the federal government, and they've now been listed as not available. They've been secretly given super top, above top secret clearance on these 32 tapes to be sealed until John McCain dies. You're not allowed to know what a treacherous traitor he is to this country, how evil he is, when he talked about in these films or these videos and audio tapes that our pilots, American pilots, at the time he was there as an American pilot captured as a POW living in that nice hotel in downtown Hanoi and living it up on the very best of foods while his fellow POW starved to death and was tortured to death, he made tapes saying that our pilots bombed convalescent hospitals, bombed children's hospitals, bombed children nurseries, and on and on and on and on. For 5.5 years, he made tapes that were horrendous lies and corrupted the American people and our American military in the minds of millions and millions and millions around the world for the communists, okay? We'll be right back, and I'll tell you about Perfidy, a book called Perfidy that explains about Kerry and John McCain be traitors to the American POWs and MIA. Be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me give you this information real quick. If you want to know about evil John McCain and John Kerry and how they hate the POW families because they don't want any POWs coming home alive and telling the truth about them, here's the book, Perfidy, P-E-R-F-I-D-Y. Perfidy, P-E-R-F-I-D-Y. If you're a military veteran, the price is $19. If you're not a military veteran, it's $25. A good deal for exposing these two fantastic evil men. John Kerry, who's a part of Skull and Bones, he's a Satanist, and John McCain, who's a communist. All right, and you can get this by calling this toll-free number, okay? Call this toll-free number. 888-699-6397. And it's the First Amendment Book Organization, First Amendment Books. And it's 888-699-6397. Well, we have some callers on the line. Let's go to a few callers right now, and then we'll get into something else important after we see what the callers have to say. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Hey, good to have you on again, brother. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I was gonna correct you too, Jack, on the deal with Mark Glenn, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard from a Jewish brother that he was Jewish. He thought he was a brother Jew, and so that's all I know. I don't know Mark Glenn, but I do know of his work. His work is wonderful.
You know, I don't know all about Mark's background, but all I'd say to that Jewish guy, and I don't even think this is the case. I mean, I certainly don't know this to be the case, but if Mark is a Jew, he's a true Jew, because I know he's received the true Jewish Messiah, and I know that Mark is a practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
Talked to him many times.
That's just what I learned from RBN staff here, and I wasn't even aware that Mark was on RBN, but that's fantastic too. That's great. Good.
Oh yeah, he's definitely just like us, Jack, a disciple of the Lord. You know,
praise God. That's wonderful.
So, you know, I don't think Mark has a Jewish background, but I'm like you, Jack. I mean, if a person has a Jewish background and so on, is of Jewish heritage, so long as they've received the true Jewish Messiah, Jesus, and everything, I don't have any problem whatsoever with them. I look upon them as just a brother, just like I look upon, I don't know him very well, I've never met him or talked to him, but like Brother Kapner there that has the website True Jew News, you know?
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. Man, oh man, oh man, his work is excellent, just like Mark Glenn's is, but
you know,
I'm sorry that I got bad information about Mark Glenn, but I'm the same way as you are, brother. I used to have a Jewish girlfriend who was an Ashkenazi Khazar Jew, a doctor, and a lawyer. She was very, very intelligent, of course, as a doctor and a lawyer, and she got to telling me one day, and I never probed for this. We were talking, you know, and having some quiet time together, and she said, you know, a lot of Jews don't believe 6 million died in the Holocaust, and it kind of shocked me, you know, and I said, you're kidding, and she says, no, she says, because we go to the Jewish Encyclopedia and find out that they would have had to imported 4.5 million Jews into that area to kill them, because there was only like 2.5 million Jews in that whole area of Poland and Germany and everything. And she says I'd get in a lot of trouble if I said that to anybody except for you. And I said, well, yeah, you sure would, sister, because that is sacrilegious to say that there wasn't 6 million Jews that died. But she pointed out to me that in the Jewish publications, it showed them that it was impossible unless they imported 4.5 million Jews into Germany to execute them in Poland into those areas over there, you know, so...
Yeah. Anyone that looks into it, Jack, there's no question that to me it doesn't even matter whether it was 600,000 or 6 million.
That's right.
It wasn't the Holocaust. It was the untold Jewish suffering.
Yeah.
But as far as the 6 million number, there any honest person that looks into it, the math just isn't there, Jack.
I'm like you, brother. Even if it was 600 Jews, it was wrong, wrong, wrong. And, of course, Hitler killed Christians and gypsies, too, along with the Jews. And so he was an evil, evil man.
Yeah. So, hey, Jack, but one thing I wanted to get to, can I give out a website?
Okay. Yeah, go right ahead, brother.
It's something we've talked about before, but it has to do with Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Maricopa County, but it's actually arpaio.com.
Okay.
And that's spelled I say that with my Boston accent, but A-R-P-A-I-O, arpaio.com.
Okay.
And this, this is a website, Jack. If you visit it, it's the people down in Arizona and Maricopa County and everything that are trying to get rid of this Joe Arpaio.
Yeah.
But the reason I called in at this website, Jack, they remember we talked about. I asked you if you knew whether he wore the badge of the beast. That 666 badge, and you seem to think you were pretty sure he had a five, the five.
Yeah,
pointed.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure because I was there for so long that there's his five pointed star like we have on our flag. You know.
Well, his now, if it was Jack, it's changed because they got a picture of his badge there,
oh,
and
really?
It's the badge of the beast, the 666 badge,
and
it says
pointed star now, huh?
Yeah, and it's got sheriff, and you can see it right at this website. It says sheriff and number one. It's got the number one in it because he's numero uno down there, you know?
Right, sure.
But.
Okay.
And that symbol, Revelation says that symbol, that 666 symbol, it represents a man's name. And the man's name that it represents is Israel. It represents that Star of David. Of course, it represents David's name too. But nationally, you know, it's like in the Israeli flag.
Yeah,
that 666 symbol. It represents Revelation 13:18 says it represents a man's name. Count the number of the beast and all that and everything. But the man's name is Israel. That's
right.
What it represents.
Well, I can tell you one thing, brother. If you read their book, the Talmud, and you read the Kabbalah. They are going to kill every Christian on earth when they come into this Antichrist world government system as controlling it, except those Christians that totally give up Jesus Christ and say that they will turn to the Jewish Talmud and the Kabbalah, and those they won't kill if they totally give up Jesus Christ as their Savior. But the rest they're going to put to death, according to the Talmud and the Kabbalah.
Sure, Jack, you know what I've been fighting hard against, and I've even been fighting on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes.
You know, there's an insidious movement, Jack. It's just as bad as trying to blame the Arabs for 9/11.
Right.
You know, the Jew World Order put the blame on the Arabs, but what they're trying to do, and I've been talking to Lee Rogers for Live Free or Die Radio and so on, but I've been trying to. What they're trying to do, Jack, is they're trying to put the blame on the Nazis, and they're trying to put the blame on Hitler, and it's all this crap that it's a Nazi world order, that it's Nazi America. I got Jim Ma's book here, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It's a lot of baloney, Jack. But just like they tried to put the blame on the Arabs for 9/11, they're trying to put the blame on the Germans, and it's not a neo-Nazi thing that they're talking about. Jim Mars is actually talking about a continuum. The literal German Nazis have come over here to America. That Hitler didn't really die in the bunker. That Rudolf Hess, it was a double in Schwandau prison. That was a double. That Rudolf Hess, that they all escaped. That they're all over here in America. But it's insidious, Jack. And that's. They're trying to put the blame of the New World Order and everything, instead of characterizing it as a Jew World Order, they're trying to characterize it as a Nazi World Order. And these people are right on RPN, but I'm trying to, like with someone like Lee. Lee's only 29 years old, and I didn't have all the answers when I was 29 either, Jack, and I still don't.
Yeah.
But I'm patiently trying to I've been starting to call into Lee's show, and I'm patiently trying to get them out of that mindset that the Nazis have taken over, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, brother. If you do read the Holy Bible, I read the King James Bible, and then Christ was wrong when he criticized the Pharisees, which is the Babylonian Talmud religion written by the Pharisees, and call them the synagogue of Satan and their father the devil and everything. So if you want to say that Christ was wrong and it's really the Nazis, then the Jews don't have anything to do with it. But, of course, we know Christ wasn't wrong, and he's not wrong today as we see this Antichrist system being set up by the Zionist communists who call themselves Jews today. You know, I hear the music, Brother Dave. I'm going to let you go, okay?
The last thing I'll just say, Jack, is Joe Stalin was from Georgia. He had a Georgian name. His real name was Chugashvili.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you'd like to call in today, call in on 800-313-9443 on the Officer Jack McLam program, 800-313-9443. And I just want to tell you something, folks. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. You say, well, what could we be in good cheer about, McLam? Well, the fact is, folks, that we're finding more and more of God's people getting back on their knees and asking forgiveness for setting back and letting God be thrown out of this nation. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is where we need to be to have God come back to America and put his hand of protection on this land and heal our land again. He's taken his hand off because we as Christians have set back and let him be thrown out in every area of this nation, and the devil and his minions brought in. And we've set back thinking, singing the song, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, we're leaving here next week, so who cares if the devil takes over this land? Not true, folks. We're going to be held responsible if we do not stand up against God's enemies. Look at Psalms 94:16. But I want to tell you, be of good cheer, folks, because it's never taken the majority of God's people to come back to him, and I've read the Old Testament, I've read the New Testament numerous times, and I'm telling you, the Word of God shows us that you don't need to have the majority of God's people to come back to him before he'll heal the land and throw the devil and his minions out and give us good leadership again, folks. So be of good cheer. We're heading that way. You might remember Elijah coming back to Israel and to trying to save Israel from Ahab, but there was only 7,000 men left in the whole nation of Israel who had not become apostate, idolatrous, turned against God, worshiping Baal. And but God saved the nation because of those 7,000. Now, I don't know what's on God's mind, how many people have to turn back to him in this nation and tell him that we're going to get back under God and his laws in this nation and our constitutional republic, which is based on his laws. But keep in mind about Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember Abraham. Okay, Abraham was worried when God said he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for their evil, total evil, getting into homosexuality, sodomy, and so forth and so on. Matter of fact, he sent a couple angels there, and they went into Lot's house, and the Sodomites knocked on the door and told him to send the men out, that they wanted to have sex with them, and Lot told them to go away, but they kept trying and trying and trying. So it's a lot like our country today, folks. The sodomites and the pedophiles are in the highest offices in this land. But remember, Abraham asked God, God, if there was 50 good people in this city, would you not destroy it? And God told Abraham, yes, if there's 50 good people in this nation of Sodom and Gomorrah, I won't destroy it. I'll spare it, he said. And then Abraham started doing a little hard bargaining with God. He said, well, God, maybe if there's only 40 or 30 or 20. Finally, God said, if I can find even 10 good people in Sodom, I won't destroy it. Well, they couldn't find 10 good people, and so God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You remember the story. If not, read it in the scriptures, folks. So be of good cheer. God's people are beginning to wake up, praise the Lord, and we're getting back to doing what he told us to do in Psalms 94:16, and also back trying to occupy this land for God until his return, and also to being watchmen on the wall, to where we spread the truth and we holler from the rooftops and we share tapes and DVDs and newsletters and newspapers and things that have the alternative press in it that tells the truth to the people. Many of us are working to awaken the people out there, folks, and that's exactly what God requires of you, or you're going to stand before the Lord one day and be chastised by God, and who knows what he'll do to you if you do not do what he asked you to do in Psalms 94:16, and if you do not get back under 2 Chronicles 7:14, folks. So please, let's do that and take our country back, because if we do it, we're going to, and we pray every night that God will bless us to let us awaken more and more people in our families, in our neighborhood, among our friends and relatives, and associates. God will bless you. He truly will, and bless this nation. And we have to pray real quick, folks, because the enemy is coming upon us in a great rush here, trying to put us under martial law, suspend the First Amendment, the ability for us to speak out, and stop us from going ahead and awakening more and more people. So we have to do it quick. Say your prayers every night, please, and ask the Lord to stay the hands of his enemies, this satanic government of ours. And I'll be right back, folks, and we have more callers on the line. John in Tennessee, Flora in Idaho. Hang on. We'll be right back with you after this important break here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we're going to go right now to John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Jack. Are you familiar with where the country of Russia got its name as the Russian Bear?
You know, I don't remember. I heard it years ago, and I don't remember, brother. It's been many,
okay,
many years
well,
ago.
If you will look at an outline map of the old Soviet Union,
uh-huh,
and turn it 90 degrees to the right, it looks like a bear standing on its hind legs with its front paws in position and its mouth open, ready to attack. Now, whether or not Georgia attacked the breakaway republic or Russia invaded Georgia, it's about the pipelines providing natural gas and oil Western Europe. But it's more important than that, Jack. I appreciate the fact that you read scriptures and you explain your beliefs. But I'm looking at Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 4, where God told Ezekiel that he would place hooks in their jaws and bring them down into the land. I believe, Jack, we're seeing the stage being set for the final battle, and God is turning the heads of our leaders just like the Bible says he's going to do. He's setting up the preparation for the Battle of Armageddon He's bringing them into that area to have the final battle. And, you know, whether or not America is right or wrong, we know we have evil leaders. We know that you're not going to be a good man and be in a position to control a nation. I don't believe that for a moment, because Satan is the prince and the power of the air of this world. So, you know, if you get a chance, you can do a Google search for an outline map of Russia, print it off, turn it 90 degrees to the right, see the Russian bear, and you'll see that the state of Georgia is actually in the jaw of the bear.
I see. I didn't know that, brother. Very interesting,
well,
John.
It is interesting, and I think we're seeing it before our eyes. Now, there'll be someone calling and say, he's a crackpot, this isn't a Bible program. But God's word's true, Jack. He meant what he said. And we're told to be observant and to look and to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. So it's important. And if it offends someone, hey, you know, the Bible is sharper than a two-edged sword. It separates the bone from the marrow. That's not my fault. That's in God's hands. So
well,
I appreciate
good,
the program, brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for that information. Appreciate it very much. Well, folks, one thing I've learned, though, in studying the Bible so many years is that God's timing is not our timing. Okay? Now, repeatedly in the Scriptures, when God's people would turn back to God, he would take the enemy that he placed on that nation, his people that turned away from him, he would always move his enemies upon that nation to crush his people, enslave his people, and kill his people until they finally screamed out to God and asked God to forgive them. Okay? And every time he did so, amazing. I wouldn't have done it every time, but I'd say, you know, I don't know how many times, but many times he did that to Israel when they turned against him and sought other gods and worshiped idols and so forth. Every time he would bring his enemies upon the people, just like he's doing now in America, in the world, and because we've thrown him out. Now, here's my point. And I don't think anybody can answer this but God, all right? God's timetable of Armageddon, okay? God's timetable of ending this world, okay, and coming and rapturing the evil, evil people out of here. And as Psalms 10:30 says that he will... The Christians, his people will stay on the earth, and he will take out the evil ones. It could be Proverbs. I'm just kind of confused right now. Proverbs 10:30 or Psalms 10:30. I forget which. I think it's probably Proverbs 10:30. But he says that his people will always stay on the earth, and he's taking out the evil ones. But you see, God can do that anytime, you know. Armageddon doesn't have to happen right now. God can stop it. If God's people cry out to the Lord and say, we're sorry, God, for having you thrown out of this nation. We're sorry for sitting around believing our government ministers that tell us we're going to be raptured out of here next week and we don't have to do anything. Don't stand up against Satan. Just keep paying your tithes, coming to church every week and bringing your money to me. And telling you to obey everything evil government tells you to do because all evil governments of God, a misinterpret of Romans 13. If God's people start coming back to him, as I see happening now in law enforcement, in the military, and in the private sector, I don't know what God's going to do. He may just go ahead with Armageddon, okay? But he could stop it. He could stop it because his time is infinite. He can do Armageddon later. So I don't know, but I do know that it is proper for us to do what Israel did in the Bible and that's cry out for God at this time to come back into our nation and let us put you back up as God of this land, our Savior, Jesus Christ, accept our Savior, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior, and see what God will do. I can't tell you what God will do. John might be right. He may just do Armageddon. But what if his people cry out to him and ask forgiveness and ask him to put his hand of healing back on our land again? What will God do? I can't say, and John can't say, because God's time is infinite. He can do it 1,000 years from now, do Armageddon. It's going to happen because it's in the Bible, but it's up to God when to do it, okay? But we have to be worthy of being saved at this time, folks, and the only way we can be worthy is to stand up and tell God Almighty that we're going to come back under 2 Chronicles 7:14, ask forgiveness, and ask him to come back in and heal our land again and see what happens. It sure doesn't hurt to try, okay? But if God doesn't do that, we're in deep trouble, that's for sure. Okay, let's go to Flora in Idaho. Flora, welcome, sister.
Hi. Well, if you want to hear more about the bear, go to Daniel 7. I don't have time. I've got several little short things to say.
Okay.
And then I've got something real important. The way I understand it, the border of Georgia is on Iran. That's enough of that. There's a new, disturbs and can kill people with heart pacers, so I suggest Cheney look out. Now here's the really important one. Hillary is still in the running. Don't underestimate that woman. She's evil as evil can be. And they're trying to prove that Obama is an illegal citizen. If they do, hey, wake up, people.
That's
right back in the running. She's got all those electoral votes. And don't think she won't do it.
That's
now, I have
right,
something
sister.
Else.
You're
I
absolutely right. Yeah.
There's something very important here. And I suggest you get Dr. Wynn Parker on to discuss this, Jack, because it's very important. Our tap water, well water, tobacco, fossil fuels, wood preservatives, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, paints and pigments, lidded gasoline, shellfish, metal alloys, ceramics, textiles, and more. Most disturbing is the presence of arsenic in the soil and animal feed, thereby passing arsenic up the food chain. Now, I heard that on Dr. Wynn Parker's show this morning. And please, Jack, if you can, get him on to talk about that. He knows so doggone much. That's about the only thing you could talk to him about because he's in the archives today. Thank you, RBN. You are wonderful. I've never seen a more wonderful program than RBN puts on. And thank you, Jack. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
It's criminal if we don't pray. We're Christians. That's our job. Fallujah needs prayer. They've been asking us, pleading with us. I've heard them even on George Murray's show, trying to get help in Fallujah. Please, people, see what's going on in Abu Ghraib. Please, people, pray. The more we pray, the more powerful we are.
That's
and
right,
I ask
sister.
The prisoners of war to pray for one another because they're powerful. I'll tell you what they've gone through just breaks me down. We've got to pray for our military. That's all there is to it.
Yes, my dear. Praise the Lord.
And
thank you, Flora.
And I sent you an email, and it says that there are about 5 commanders that have been resigned. And now they didn't take him to court-martial, you see. And this was on Mark Lynn and Phil's show, Liberty Hour, on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And the Kitty Hawk, the Pueblo, and there's about 5 other commanders that have been replaced. In other words, forced to resign. And
sure.
I tell you, Jack, they're the real Americans. They have to be. because they don't want them on there. They won't fire on the American people.
That's right.
That's all I've got to say, but please, yeah. For God's sake, pray for Fallujah. Pray for our prisoners of war. What are they, garbage? Am I chaff against the wind? What kind of reward can possibly evoke this kind of torment and torture? Captain Frank Mason, U.S. Air Force, Denver, Colorado, prisoner of war. Thank you.
Okay, sister. Thank you so much, Flora. God bless you, sister. Yes, folks, it is true. Prayer makes you powerful. Prayer makes you powerful. Don't forget that, folks. You can do your New Age things and say your witchcraft things and all that, and you can use the power of the devil himself, Satan himself, but God is going to get you. Read the Holy Scriptures. If you do all those things, if you get involved with the power of Satan, and many people are doing it through the health today, then God is going to get you, folks. And he says that right in the Holy Bible. If you use these powers of Satan, then he's going to visit problems on you and your family to the fifth generation, okay? So do not use those satanic and occult and New Age techniques in your health either, because that's the way the New Age and the occult is sneaking into Christians' homes, is through the health programs like, I just won't get into it right now. We don't have time. Let's go right now to E.M. in Illinois. E.M., welcome to the program. Is that the way you say it?
Yes, this is M. Mr. McLean, you covered the churches, but I suppose everybody knows that there's three churches, you know, which really don't cover the meat at all. And
yes.
I have another item. Pat Buchanan. Did I say the name right?
What is it?
Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Pat.
Yes, you are. I just don't say it right.
Oh,
he wrote a book that all wars were unnecessary.
Yes.
Going back to history, that goes back to the first one, the first World War Germany, you know, when they did the treaty, they actually forced Germany. And the Second World War, when you come to that area, most Americans do not have enough time and not enough information to know that information. What is not said, how many Christian and how many soldiers were starved afterwards. And most of the times there's always one side. So I'm going to leave it at that. The one party who can help you on that, and I suppose most of your listeners know, Barnes Review. Have you ever heard of Barnes Review?
Oh, yes. Very.
Uh-huh.
For years and years. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, they actually have, I believe, them as history more than I would believe the history books.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, Em. Thanks a lot. Call back again, my dear. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Mark in Alabama. Brother Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, yeah, bless you. Can you give us kind of a quick update? I haven't heard much about the community up there in Kamei. Could you give us kind of an update on diversity and properties and so on and so forth?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll listen off
yeah.
the air. Thanks.
Well, praise God, Brother Mark. We're growing, and it's really great to hear the people coming into this community, our Christian communities here up in Idaho County, Idaho, to help us take over this county with our votes for God and country. We have 350 families from 35, 36 different states now, and we have more people coming all the time. But it's so great, Mark, to hear them say, God sent us up here. We've been praying about where we should go, and God led us up to your area here in Idaho County, Idaho, to our Christian communities. And it's so good to hear that, because I go and I meet personally. You know, we don't have salesmen. We don't have any profit motive whatsoever. If you buy a piece of land, 5 or 7 acres here, so that you can grow your own crops and barter with the other neighbors or grow your own meat, and chickens and turkeys, beef and so forth, lamb and what have you. It takes about 5 acres, and so we have 5 and 7 acre lots. And it's just so good to meet and have lunch with these people and tell them that if they have to make payments on the land up here, they don't pay any usury at all. We are a organization of Christians, and we can't use usury. We can't use it. We can't deal with it. So if you, all that is in the land is the price of the land, the surveying, and this is all the land costs. It's like $6,000 per acre. And if you have to make payments on it, you don't pay any usury, no interest at all. And it's making the real estate people up here really mad at us, you know, because we don't have any salesmen and no profit motive whatsoever. You just want Christians to come up here and ask God to bless this county and use it as a refuge for his people in the days ahead.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Okay, folks, welcome back for the wind-up of the Officer Jack McLam program for this week. Yes, we have tremendous Christians pouring in here to Idaho County, Idaho, to help us. We've been praying and praying and praying God would send his people here and make us a refuge in this time for God's people to live out the days ahead. and God would protect Idaho County, Idaho, as we built these Christian communities. And we've been doing it now for about 10 years. And he sent some fantastic people up here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so if you want to ride out the days ahead, folks, with other like-thinking Christians, now, we're not, against going to war, physical war, but we're praying to God that he will protect Idaho County, Idaho, and let us get enough Christians in here that we can actually take over our county for God and country and put in Christians that know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this land. And it looks like he's doing that. It looks like he's doing it. We've got a lot of power today because of all the people that have moved into this area. We don't have enough to take over completely for God and put godly people back in the county offices here, but we're working that direction, and God is helping us without a doubt. Folks, I want to leave you with a thought. Please understand that unconstitutional laws passed into law, unconstitutional acts passed into law, are not law at all. We have Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case. Even 16 American jurisprudence has these statements in it, too. For example, U.S. Supreme Court case Norton versus Shelby County in the U.S. here, it says an unconstitutional act passed into law is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties, affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. And in Marbury versus the Madison U.S. Supreme Court case, folks, it says all laws which are repugnant or against the Constitution are null and void. So you lawmen out there listening today, and you military people, and you politicians that are listening today, you don't have to obey and enforce unconstitutional laws. And it's very easy to tell which is unconstitutional, which are not. You don't have to go to a lawyer, okay? And also, what you will learn in the states' rights, Romans 13, is that the federal government was never, ever, ever given the right and the power to decide on what is constitutional and what is not. That was left to the states. So the Supreme Court, who is building this tyranny and is building this totalitarian system on the American people, should not be the final say in what is constitutional and what is not, because they are appointed by the Antichrist Satanist and have been for years and years to build us into a totalitarian system. No, the right to interpret what's unconstitutional is left with the state who created the federal government. I hear the music. We're out of time. I hope you have a great weekend, folks, and be looking forward to being back with you next week, God willing. Don't forget to say your prayers tonight and ask that the Bush and Cheney crime family are unsuccessful at setting off the next false flag bombing in America and in bombing Iran and Syria. God bless all of you. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. Good night.
Men, are you your